The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, December 5, 600 block of Sandollar Place. Complainant reported they were the victim of fraud. A total of 9 phone calls were received from a woman named Nancy, claiming to be representing the complainant's bank and requested they withdrawal of $10,000 in Bitcoin and MasterCard gift cards. The complainant complied using the banking services in a local gas station. When the complainant discovered they were a victim of fraud, they changed their banking password and canceled their debit and credit cards. Their bank to continue investigation pending further information from police. December 10, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. The loss prevention officer of a business reported having a shoplifter in custody who was refusing to provide their name. Police attended and identified and arrested a female for the theft of groceries valued at $245. The business agreed to let her pay for the groceries and advised her she was not allowed to return to the store. The suspect was released without charges. December 11, 1200 block of 56th Street, police observed several people loitering in the parking lot of a local business. The group were yelling, unsteady on their feet, and appeared intoxicated. One of the group entered a truck and drove from the scene. Police initiated a traffic stop to check for sobriety. The driver admitted to earlier alcohol consumption and provided 2 breath samples with both reading, fail. The driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. Their driver's license was seized and they left the area in a taxi. Ladner, December 8, 5700 block of Delta Port Way. The Delta Police Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Unit conducted a traffic stop of a commercial vehicle pulling a loaded container traveling at 93 km per hour in a posted 50 km per hour zone. The driver was issued with a ticket for traveling at an excessive speed and the truck was impounded for 7 days. The truck was towed from the scene. December 9, 6200 block of Holly Park Court. Complainant reported they had sent a check for $250 via Canada Post. An alert was received from the bank that the check had been deposited. However, the complainant found the name on the check had been altered and successfully deposited to that person. The fraud is still under investigation with the complainant to provide images of both the original and altered checks. December 9, Highway 17 and Highway 17A. Police stopped a vehicle for traveling at 135 km per hour in a posted 80 km per hour zone. The driver served with a speeding ticket and a 7-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the driver was picked up by a friend. December 10, 5200 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Complainant reported they left their bike locked outside a business and when they returned the bike had been stolen. The bicycle is described as an older model Brody mountain bike with red detailing and a black seat with white ventilation holes. The lock is braided metal and attached to the bike. December 10, 7100 block of Progress Way. Complainant reported a break-in overnight to a storage unit. Police attended and could see the lock appeared to have been cut. The complainant indicated they had been through the container and found a small vacuum and set of golf clubs with a total value of $950 had been stolen. Nothing for identification services as the complainant had contaminated the container through their search.